This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The southern Iraqi city of Basra is now said to be in Allied hands. The city had been the scene of a standoff between British troops and paramilitary and Fedayeen fighters since the first week of the war. The residents of Basra got caught in the crossfire. Many of them fled. The BBC's Kylie Morris is there with British troops. Hello, Kylie. Has all the Iraqi resistance there ended?
Well, the British are saying that they're still on the lookout for what they describe as pockets of resistance fighters. Certainly, they are relatively confident, though it must be said, that they now control the city in a fairly spectacular fashion. Actually, yesterday, they walked into the old city of Basra. This is, as you mentioned, after a standoff of some days with British tanks firing heavy artillery into the city and Iraqi fighters returning that fire. But now it seems that the city has at least been made safe enough for the British to have a very visible presence on the streets. We've just driven through the streets of the city, and certainly there are lots of tanks and lots of armoured vehicles around, but also lots of British soldiers on foot. Generally, the mood of the people seems to be fairly welcoming, and I think the British are hoping, obviously, that it will stay that way.
Is this militarily significant, or is this a political symbol?
Both. There was a real sense that in the south, Basra was potentially a stronghold, certainly for the Fedayeen militia. I think in the early days, the British were saying that they surmised that there were perhaps more than 1,000 Fedayeen fighters in the city itself. There are about 3 Iraqi, conventional Iraqi army divisions who were located around the city. So potentially, militarily, it was represented quite a big challenge. Also in administrative terms, I think in terms of the Baghdad government, Ali Hassan al-Majid, who was the southern military commander here in Basra, was certainly seen as a particularly significant person in the regime.
And he's reported to have died in a bombing raid yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Actually, the bombing was a few days ago, but certainly there were reports yesterday that the British had confirmed that he was killed in that attack. Certainly most people in Basra seem to believe that, although there's been no independent confirmation. As far as I know, no one's actually seen the body. But I think the British are hopeful that the building that was targeted was actually occupied by Chemical Ali, as he's known at the time.
There have been reports of looting in the city. Have you seen evidence of this?
Masses of it. Impossible to miss, Alex. Just extraordinary. I've just seen a bus driving down the road, dragging a massive cruiser, a boat, behind it, just simply dragging it. So obviously it has been looted from somewhere in the city. The bus was probably looted as well. I've seen people driving brand new fire trucks down the streets. Every kind of office furniture you could ever imagine. Chairs, metal tables, air conditioning units, generators. It seems like the whole city is up for grabs. Now, this is obviously a real concern for many of the people here. While they have welcomed the British in largely, certainly one man who I spoke to said, look, we need some rule of law. We need some order here. You can't just leave a vacuum. The British need to stop these people looting. Certainly on the streets, there's a very overwhelming presence of young men. There are very few families out on the street, very few women. So I have a sense perhaps that there is now a kind of a free-for-all going on in the days that have followed the British arrival in the town. And obviously many of the citizens here would like to see that stopped.
Well, what are the British doing, both to stop the looting and maybe get humanitarian aid in there?
Well, they're sort of saying, look, we have to make sure we've taken care of these militias first. We've only just secured the city. We need time to make sure that our grip is firm on the city here. And then we can worry about these kinds of issues, which are potentially destabilizing, admittedly, for the British. Things like, in terms of the civil administration, there's now a vacuum in the city.
BBC's Kylie Morris reporting from Basra.